Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Something of an unusual week, something of an unusual show, a strange one tonight, but we are still trying to give you all of the sporting fix, all of you having a say tonight on the fan shows, and it is the Robins where we go to, and I'm delighted to say a man that always kicks off this show, always when you just hear that music, you know Stanley Hughes from One Stream in Bristol is incoming, and you can join us tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Stanley, always good to get you on. You've last couple of weeks you've been making me sweat a little, making me wait, and in times like this you can't be doing that, Stanley. I was worried for your health.
Treat him mean, keep him keen.
I'm certainly keen, Stanley, but in a time like this, mate, this pandemic, I was worried. Are you okay? How are things looking? You're not panic buying toilet roll? you're not in the here he goes, the cough. Are you in the bunker as we speak?
Yeah, I used all the money that I've inherited over the podcast the last few years. I actually spent it on a titanium-enforced bunker, and no one can come in or out.
So, is there room?
Doing we're doing all right.
We're doing all right. Is there room for two more? And when I say two, I mean me and Lee Johnson. Are we allowed?
Well, surely that's just one and a half then, isn't it? So yeah.
Oh, don't set the tone for the show. Come on, Stanley. Not just yet. Not 4 minutes in. Normally, we talk about, obviously, the game. We look towards the game. We say everything that's going on. Only last week, we were talking about the 125th anniversary and then games being played behind closed doors. And now, no football as we know it and no football on the horizon. What are you making of it?
It's interesting. I'll tell you what, whenever I watch quite a lot of news at the moment. I'm quite sort of fascinated by it. It's almost a morbid fascination. Whenever I'm watching the news, it feels like I'm watching a film, to be honest. It feels like I'm watching a TV series about a contagious virus. It's not real. It really hasn't hit home to me yet. Obviously, it's a real thing, and very soon, you know, we will all be, you know, I presume, forced to stay home and all that stuff. But as of yet, it's still not here. It still hasn't arrived in my mind, certainly. So I'm sort of waiting for, you know, I think I saw on Twitter, or some of my friends were getting alerts that the Bristol City game was about to kick off yesterday and that sort of stuff. So, you know, to me, it's still like I'm living in a weird dream, really. Not I've had too many contagious viruses dreams over the course of my life.
Yeah, maybe you were ahead of the curve there, but it is a little bit strange. Lots of different options on the menu, you know, different proposals, different solutions. We don't really know how this is all going to play out, you know, but there was a meeting today with the EFL. There's a meeting tomorrow at the Premier League, and sometimes I feel like the EFL's always one step behind, Stan. It just feels like they have to fall in line with the Premier League, and Peter Ridsdale kind of made that comment, didn't he, earlier in this week. He said EFL clubs can't be forgotten, and sometimes the Premier League is a little bit self-centred.
Well, yeah, money talks, really. And I think, you know, each one of those 20 Premier League clubs will want what's best for themselves, not necessarily Premier League. So to go one step further and ask them to think about a league they're not even in, I think is a bit of a leap, really. But, you know, I hope, you know, and I saw Jamie Redknapp talking on Sky Sports yesterday, basically talking about solidarity, really, saying how the big Premier League clubs have a duty, almost have an obligation to bail out and help out the lower league teams. I think, you know, if anything, you know, silver lining to this virus by any means, but I do think it's going to really revolutionise huge aspects of you know, not just football, but the way the sort of, you know, the economy and the general disbalance that there is, or imbalance rather, that there is in our country and abroad, really. When you look at America and you've got really right-wing politicians talking about the need to give everyone a universal basic income, which 5 years ago, you know, people would have looked at that and gone, who would, you know, only crackpot ultra-left-wing people would want that. And now you've got people from all over the place sort of saying, how can we revolutionise this world and what we've got to do? And I think football is just a part of that, really. And I think if anything is going to cause the gap between rich and poor in football to shrink rather than widen as it has in recent years, maybe this will do it. And maybe, you know, the Barnet, I think Barnet, the non-league team, have just stricken off
all their non-playing staff.
Yeah, exactly.
They've been made redundant.
Things like this. So I think things like this, you know, it puts it in the national press, really. You know, when Bury and Bolton happened, oh, it's just a one-off, it's just poorly managed clubs. But the longer this goes on, you know, I think maybe it'll become more apparent to football in general and general football fans, and maybe to the Premier League, that, you know, they need to actually share the pot a little bit, I think.
Yeah, Stanley, I'm not just kidding when I say this.